Welcome to the Tales of a Long Box podcast. This is episode 288, Spotlight on DC Comics, The Commanded Challenge, number one, circa 2017, part dos. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb D. Gerard.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I'm Murray Fox, and we are looking at the second part of the first issue.
Of the, yes, the challenge. The we have taken challenge.
by one of my current favorite DC writers.
Just he FYI. Is quite good.
He's pretty great, yeah.
I have to admit.
So this part of the issue is by Dan Abnett, writer, Dale Eaglesham, artist, Hi-Fi colorist, Clem Robbins, letterer. Lots of variant artists for the covers. Brittany Holzer and Dan DiDio, editors, and Commandy is still created by Jack the King Kirby.
Boy, he continues to get credit for it.
I know, look at that.
So, yeah.
How did Stanley not get his name attached to there? Or Bob Kane? Come on.
I don't know. That's a good question. Their agents are slacking.
Totally.
I really like how they colored the page with that brownish color, like an old-timey comic book.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
how
the pages would start to age and start to turn brown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see that now.
Oh, yes.
The background
in
my reader was obscuring that, but that's a nice touch.
And again, I don't know if that's just coincidental based on the setting of where it is, but I just noticed that on my second go through that it has that browning effect going on there.
No, that's cool.
Well, it makes for a good cover page if it were a cover page.
And these two working together, Dan Abnett and Dale Eaglesham, I'm glad to see them at least doing this story because their Aquaman stuff was kick ass. And
I didn't know that Eaglesham was back over to DC until I saw.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, he was for a while. He did some Aquaman stuff. But,
okay. All right,
I'm
cool.
Very cool.
Anyhow, Abnett is kicking DC ass right now, and I'm glad he was able to jump in this one.
Cool.
Go. Sorry, I'm fawning. I'm drooling here.
Alrighty, so this one is called Commandian. K is for kill. And we left off with poor Commandy standing in front of a giant gorilla who's about ready to clobber him. And he's in like a coliseum. He's got to fight for his life.
Who now has two irises on each eyeball, which is one of the creepiest things I think I've ever seen.
Isn't it gross? Yeah.
Yes. Very, very nasty.
You wonder what they would be used for. Like, what's the second iris for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Genetics must play some part. There must be some reason.
Yes, yes.
We need a miniseries for that.
Yes, we do. And lots of ugly teeth as well.
Yeah, he needs a dentist.
God, look at how they're all like English teeth all over the place.
Yeah, they are, man.
Clearly he's a British.
British gorilla.
A British monkey. Alrighty, so we got tons of tigers sitting in the Colosseum and they want blood. Commandy's been picked up by the by Tiny the gorilla, and he's about I'm coughing up a lung. Okay, I'm done. There he's about ready to be eaten by Tiny the gorilla, and just as he gets close, Commandy like jabs his fingernails or his fist into the eyeballs.
Blurg.
Ouch. I know that would hurt.
It
does hurt because Tiny the gorilla lets go of Commandy, and Commandy is falling to his doom, but instead he grabs onto the teeth and the lips and kind of slows his drop, and then does a couple of backflips and lands in the ground relatively unhurt. And Prince Tufton the tiger is watching, and he's impressed. The lucky antics of a desperate creature. Well, he's not that impressed, I guess.
No, because
at this point, he's like, yeah, it's going to delay the inevitable. So Tiny the gorilla comes running at Commandy. Commandy does a jump, just barely jumps out of the way. And the tigers are laughing at him. They figure he's going to be eaten real, real, real soon. And Commandy's like racing for the wall, trying to get freedom. But of course, he realizes he can't go through the wall because it's all electrified. And he can't climb up the wall because it's all electrified. And he is doomed. Except he's got a plan. So he throws a big skull at
Tiny. Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker's Tiny. Got it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He catches Tiny's attention, and Tiny comes racing at him at the wall, and just at the last minute, just before he's squashed, he dives out of the way, and the gorilla runs into the electrified wall and gets himself cooked real good. He gets totally electrified. And Commandy, Commandy is like, ouch, shocker. You're going to be sleeping that one off for a while. Look at that. Commandy's got humor. I don't think he had humor in the original run. He was a little more serious. Nice to see him toss off a one-liner every once in a while.
It's been a crappy one like that.
Yeah, totally. The tigers, however, they are easily amused because they're all like, animal, animal. And Commandy's like, and the crowd goes wild. And he gives them a little queen's wave. And Tufton is still like, huh, that was not luck. The animal is clearly cunning. That suggests an unexpected level of intelligence. Bring the animal to me. And they deck Commandy out in like a very Kirby-looking outfit.
Yes. Yeah, he looks like one of the new gods, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got like a, it's very Commandy, or it's very, yeah, it's a very Kirby-ish looking outfit.
Very Tomorrow People. He looks like yes. The sixth member of the Tomorrow People.
Totally. So they bring Commandy all in chains towards to visit with or to meet Prince Tufton. Tufton wants to have a look at him. And he's having a chat with Dr. Canis, who is a dog.
Yes.
Kind of like I think he's a boxer.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, he is.
I don't know my dogs real well, but... Dr. Canis and Tufton are talking, and Canis agrees that the display of cunning is unusual, my prince. Also, the reports that it was manufacturing vocal sounds, I'm at a loss to explain this. And he says,
look
I don't
that room.
You.
Look how Kirby that room is.
Yeah, that's I know. A great it's job. Like, yeah, I love it.
Designs everywhere. I do not retain you to be at a loss for explanation, Dr. Canis. You have these items the animal had in its possession. Make sense of them. Scientific sense. So he's got a couple of books and a knapsack and a chain Commandy up in the middle of the lab. And Tufton says, I believe the animal might make an excellent gladiator if trained. And Dr. Canis agrees.
Now, real quick, quick aside, just to clear things up for me, but in the original run, Canis and Tufton were allies with Commandy, right?
I believe so. Eventually they were allies with... Eventually, Commandy became allies with Tufton, I think, and Canis was a little quicker. Canis, I think, had longer ears in the original run, too. He's been given a bit of an updated look here, I think.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that, because I, again, not knowing a ton, I actually knowing very little about it, I seem to recall, and I don't know where it's coming from in my memory, but I know Canis was in crisis very briefly when he was first, when Commandy
Yeah, they
was.
Definitely become allies quickly. And I think the Tigers do as well, they're just not in the series nearly as much as Dr. They, Canis is.
They had a... Because a thing in that Wednesday comics too. I'd forgotten about that.
And I remember it. And I remember again in Crisis that that Commandy was very anti ape because he was like freaking out when he first met up with I can't remember whatever that's
Solivar.
Yeah, Solivar. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the apes never treat the humans well. Never. Never. Never.
There's the Planet of the Apes. And, thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, dirty apes.
So the tigers chain up Kirby Command. I'm sure in another universe his name is Kirby somewhere. Mm. Anyway, Commandy starts talking, easy with the chains. Someone talk to me. Where am I? And Canis is like, again, the specimen vocalizes. And Tufton's having none of it. He's like, animals learn to mimic and parrot language all the time. You taught me that, Doctor. It's just making noises. I'm not so sure. The contents of this bag, for example. Why would an animal have books? It stole them. And Commandy's like, hey, please. They thieve trinkets. They're worse than the jackdaws. Get it trained, Doctor. Bring it to heel. A career in the blood sport arena awaits. So Commandy is sitting there, cross-legged, pouting. And Dr. Canis is grouching as if I didn't have enough to do, Lord Prince. Well, let's examine you, animal. I do hope you don't have fleas. And Commandy says, I was thinking the same about you. And Dr. Canis is shocked because Commandy totally understood what he said. And that's exactly what he says. You understood me? And Commandy's like, of course I did. You can talk? Where'd you learn that? There's no indication of surgical alteration to the vocal cords. And he starts like prodding Commandy's tongue and checking out his mouth like a prize horse. Fascinating. Where you come from, says Canis. And Commandy says, none of your business. Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot. I do not know the place you name. How did you get here? And he's like poking at his eyes and giving him like the once over. And Commandy says, get off. The truth is, I don't really know. I remember a sort of dream. It must have been a dream. And we get a flashback to the first part of the issue. It was too crazy to have been anything else. And I remember my grandma saying, find your parents, save the world. I know there's been a great disaster. I had a cheerleader. Save her, too. Yes, save her from having to sing country music in a terrible TV show.
That series had so much potential, just crapped. I tell you.
What, Nashville?
No, well, that too, but, you know, I meant Heroes.
Oh.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah. I know there's been a great disaster, says Commandy, and that humans have, like me have been forced into hiding. I need to find my parents. Oh, no. The world's far too dangerous for anyone to wander about on a quest. You'd be dead and eaten in days. You'll be better off here in Tiger City. An animal with your cunning could have a bright future in the arena. Besides, you found the favor of the influential Prince Tufton. I'll show you the safe life you can have if you promise to behave. So he takes Commandy for a walk. He grabs his leash and they stroll through the town. This is Tiger City, the heart of the great empire.
He is totally leashed. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Looking through that, noticed it.
And they walk by a statue of the great Caesar, Prince Tufton's father, the king of the tigers. He's pretty wild. Pretty wild. The empire is forever at war, animal, against the leopards, the gorillas. Great Caesar is away on campaign, leaving his son to govern in his absence. Caesar is a mighty leader. He protects us all. Tufton is always trying to prove himself to his precocious sire. He keeps the city happy with blood sport in the arena. A little blood always soothes the popular mood. That's why you were thrown to the notorious ape beast, Tiny. That's why you were thrown to the notorious ape beast, Tiny, not that Commandy's Tiny.
Yeah, we call it the Super Bowl in our era.
You've proven to be an ingenious fighter. Tufton wants you trained so that when his father returns, you might take on Caesar's champion. A victory there would show Tufton to be quite the up-and-coming prince. That doesn't sound like a future I'd enjoy, says Commandy. Or a safe one, either. And they are wandering through the town, and Commandy sees something. And he says, that symbol, I've seen it before. What is that building? And I can't really tell what the symbol is. It's way too tiny.
Oh, it's the OMAC symbol.
Is it? Oh, like the eye. Okay. They are going to tie OMAC into this somehow. Mm-hmm. So that probably was the OMAC symbol in that first part.
Very possible.
Last week, that little blue energy thing. It'd be cool if they tied OMAC in. I think actually in the original Commandy series, they tie OMAC in at the very end.
It seems maybe. Like I saw that in the wiki somewhere.
It's been years since I've read it. I got to dig it out and reread it. Alrighty. Kana says, never you mind. And Commandy is, he wants answers, and he's kind of moving forward, and Canis just gives the leash a quick pull, as you do when your pet is not obeying you. And he says, that's the Hall of War. It's forbidden to the likes of animals. Okay. War certainly seems to be important around here. Prince Tufton drills the Tiger Guard in preparation for the next campaign. War is our way of life and our salvation. And we see all these tigers working together, and they're lifting, like, giant trees and training. And
okay.
That's... And they come to the YMCA.
Totally.
According to the canceled comic, some of the issues of Commandy had OMAC backups.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, uh-huh. So that's where that came from.
Oh, what's this now? A great commotion, says Dr. Canis. They're in a hurry about something. The king! Yeah, the king's returning, and he does indeed return. He's coming in on this giant tank, and everyone is, like, bowing down, and Caesar's pretty roary. I return to you in victory. Behold the spoils of my mighty triumph. And he's got the jaguars, prisoners. They're kind of dragging along behind the tank.
Leopards.
Going, they're not jaguars, they're leopards. Yeah, he's okay. Crushed the leopard army. And Commandy's like, he's treating them like animals. And King Caesar says, I have won the greatest trophy of all. I've found the instrument of the gods. The holy warhead that wrought the world. And he's got these massive elephant slaves dragging in a giant nuclear missile.
This reminds me so much of Thundart of the Barbarian.
Am I not the mightiest of them all, says Caesar. And Commandy is shocked. He's like, that's a nuke, an atomic warhead. He could kill everyone. Nonsense, animal, says Canis. It's a tool of the gods. And Commandy's had enough. He breaks his leash, comes running off, and goes running through the crowd. And he's going to get his answers, whether Canis likes it or not. So he runs into that war museum room, and he's like, oh my god, they're stockpiling weapons. And it's filled with, like, old fighter jets and tanks and jeeps and swords. Knives and swords and pistols. Missiles.
Mm-hmm. It's a bat cave.
Yeah. It is.
It looks like.
And then we meet the jackdaws. Animals are forbidden from the Hall of War. And this jackdaw warrior comes swooping down, and he tries to kill poor Commandy, but Commandy's
okay, how did he know it was a jackdaw?
Well,
a jackdaw, that's what he said. We haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's what a jackdaw looks like, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
It's not going to be like a robin or a Tweety bird.
I've never seen a jackdaw, so I wouldn't know. So
I'll take you. Well, you're not living in post-apocalyptic
Earth. That's a good point.
Very true. So he does battle with the jackdaws, and he grabs a mace, and he starts swinging all over the place.
Very Hawkman-like.
Totally. Kind of rides one of the jackdaws and tells him to fly him clear, but instead he crashes the bird into the ground. And swords and spears start clashing all over the place, and Dr. Canis runs in and wraps his arm around Commandy's neck, tells the jackdaws to back off. You do not want to harm Prince Tufton's new pet. I know. He puts a stronger leash on Commandy this time. And he starts berating him. What were you thinking? You must never run off like that. If you escape, I pay the price. It'll be my head on a spike. Besides, you're missing the exciting part, animal. Great Caesar blesses us. He's about to wake the god up. Commandy's like, what? And Caesar, the Dumbo, is like, hear me, Tiger City, hear your king. Once the god awakes, it will share its power with our nation. We will be the foremost tribe of all the world.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor dumb cat. So The tigers are brushing away the dust, and they find the control panel. Make it work, scientists. Let me speak to the god so I may rouse it from its slumbers. And Commandy's freaking out. Canis, he mustn't. Your king mustn't do this. What are you babbling about, animal? Speak to me, holy being. Speak to Caesar. And he clicks a button, and the device is armed. Detonation in T-minus 5 minutes. 459. 458. And, of course, Caesar can't read. So he's like, what do these words mean? What is the god saying to us? Or I guess he can read. He just doesn't know what it means, really. Dumbo. Commandy, however, knows. He's going to kill us all, Doctor. You, me, the city, everything. Cliffhanger! What happens to the last boy on Earth if the Earth goes boom? To be continued next issue. Or can it? Tune in next month for the exciting chapter by Tomasi and Neil Adams.
Oh, Tomasi. Really?
Yes.
Neil Adams. Wow.
Neil Adams.
That's cool. I love Tomasi. So, he's awesome. This is actually
the end
good.
Of the issue? It is good.
Neil Adams probably, better.
So here's what Didio has to say about on the letters page. So he says, unlike more traditional letter pages, he says, over the years, we've refrained from approving a new Commandy series, not because we couldn't find anyone interested in making it. It was the opposite. They have so many creators that want to work on a Commandy book, we couldn't decide who'd be best. So each take was as intriguing as the next, so they're going to pit them all against each other, a challenge to pick creator versus creator. So a fun little series. And then he says, unlike more traditional letter pages, this one's written by the previous issue's writer solely to explain how he or she would escape the trap they've left for the next writer, which is cool because they didn't do that in the original DC Challenge. They just kind of told us that I'm sure there were they had to write each issue as if there were a conclusion hidden away somewhere in where, but they never ever explained how the original writer would have solved the cliffhanger. So with this book, they are going to tell us what the original writer had in mind. So Dan DiDio says, I left Commandy trapped in an arena with a giant ape called Tiny. You got to love them giant apes. And while Dan Abnett came up with his solution, which you just read, hopefully, this would have been mine. So he would have had Commandy face down Tiny, and he attempts to reason with the gigantic anthropoid by trying to uncover any metonomic commonalities they may have.
Wow, big words.
When that fails, Commandy, in the heat of battle, tricks Tiny into tossing him into the viewing stands, literally throwing himself at the mercy of King Caesar's court. At that moment, he and Prince Tuftan first meet and strike up a friendship that will carry him through to safety. I hope both endings were to your satisfaction. Yeah, I liked them both. Don't forget, this is only the start. The Commandy Challenge is a 12-part maxi series that takes you to every corner of Commandy's post-apocalyptic world with an amazing list of writers and artists. It shouldn't matter what you're looking for in comics, because this series has it all.
And that explains why when we originally saw the ad, when I said, hey, there's 13 teams, mm-hmm.
yeah.
only 12 issues, it's because the first issue had two teams.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. That makes sense.
I'm totally in.
That
I'm getting every
cool.
issue.
God, I hope they don't fuck this up.
Well, there's gonna be some. There's gonna be some total screw ups for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And this is monthly, is that right?
I think
monthly,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this will run through 2017. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in.
That I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought.
I call BS in that I think that they knew that no Kirby property other than Fantastic Four or in Hulk has lasted at DC. No DC Kirby property has lasted ever. They always run like 12 issues, 16 issues, no matter who the creator is. Even when Byrne or Walter Simonson was doing New Gods, it couldn't last. So they know they're not viable properties.
Yeah.
Just to...
Well, I don't know if it's as good as that every month. I'd read it. But you're probably right. That's a niche.
Yeah. It's too small a niche.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much like the Legion.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh. My only post of the last 2 weeks on Facebook. Did you see that on the I posted it on the Legion of Substitute Podcasters page.
Oh, I missed it.
I think I remember reading it this morning.
There's a collection of just post Earth War coming out of Legion collection. Coming out in June. It's at, 15 issues.
Yes.
When the LSA is 234, and then through 250 or something. And
I do remember reading that. Yeah.
Crap. I'll look for it. Yeah, I think I saw that.
I found it totally by accident. I finally am breaking down and finishing my Legion Archives run, and what is this collection here? And I went, oh, that's not even published yet.
Yes.
I shall order it.
That is the stuff that comes after the archives. Yeah, I posted that a while back, I think. I'm definitely
Did you?
That.
Okay.
Well, it was 3-4 months ago at least.
Okay. Well, apologies that I'm
gone down a lot too. It was 37-something dollars. I might have already ordered it, pre-ordered it. If not, I'm going to cancel it and reorder it at the easier, better price.
Amazon will always give you the cheaper price, but
well, that's not always true. It depends, because there's sometimes if you look when things come right out, or if you pre-order things, DCBS/InStockTrades put things out even cheaper, even paying for shipping. And I find these things accidentally, so I sometimes double check if it's something that's really, if it gets up to around the $50 range, I try to check both spots first. So,
I will be keeping an eye out for Legion news coming out of. Let me see, that comes out in June, so I'm imagining that means just pre San Diego. We may see something.
Yes.
Hope upon hope upon hope.
Well, they certainly setting it up, and I know that. I know that they, I know Johns wants it, so that might. I think that's cheap enough to pre-order.
Anyhow, sorry, I didn't mean to break away.
No, it's fine.
I reminded me of that.
Yeah, because it's half cover on Amazon right now.
Jump. That's my first issue of Legion 2, by the way, 234.
Is it? Wow, that's
the
cool.
Composite Legionnaire.
Mine was the I still have it. It's the one with Timberwolf on the cover where he's beating the crap out of everybody.
It was the cover of Legion Archives 13, I think.
Yeah, I believe it is, yeah.
Maybe awesome. Showcase. Maybe the last Showcase. I don't know, one of them.
Yeah. I forget.
So, anyhow.
Awesome.
By the way, I will continue to buy Commandy Challenge.
Yeah,
You'll love it.
I really enjoyed it. Speaking of which, the Jack Kirby Commandy Omnibus, which came out. Oh wait, it's supposed to come out in July. $46. I don't know if I like it that much, but. But anyway, awesome. That's cool. All right, that was fun. I actually enjoyed that quite a bit. So.
Oh yeah, you did.
I did. No, it was a lot better than I expected. Listen to you. Okay. Well, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromwinebox.com and let us know what you think there.
Unless you're those 4,500 people who are trying to.
Yeah, except for those people trying to break in. And you can always join us on the Facebook page and let us know what you think there. Or you can make comments on the actual episodes if you can, get past all the firewalls and stuff. And let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.
Go Falcons!